Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. When I look at photographs of flower-laden trees sent by friends who visit tropical isles, I often think about camellias. When the old camellias in our St. Matthew's yard, now the size of small trees, are heavy with red or pink and white blossoms in January, February, and March, I think we're so accustomed to their beauty, we don't really appreciate what an incredible show they're putting on. They are just as spectacular as the tropical plants. Starting in October with Yuletide, an early blooming Camellia sasanqua, and going almost to April with some of the late flowering Camellia japonicas, we can have carefree blossoms on handsome evergreen shrubs over half the year. And although Camellia scale is often present on some cultivars, the persistence of 100-year-old plants that are never treated is a testament to their toughness. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.